Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Guys, how are we doing this morning? Good to be on with you.
Doing good, Pastor Mike. Thanks for your continued leadership and shepherding men.
Morning. Good to be with you guys here this morning.
Well, I missed y'all last week, but it looks like y'all went on without me anyways. And I don't know if I'm hurt or humbled or happy, privileged, I don't know. But I did miss being with y'all, and I'm glad y'all still got to host anyways. Sounded like a good one.
Good sign of leadership when you are able to step away and keep moving on, right?
That's right. That's what they say. Replace yourselves, right?
I didn't know if Keith was going to be able to handle that introduction or not, because Mike does it so well, you know.
I don't know about that, but I tell people all the time at church when I'm away, somebody preaches in my stead and they're like, oh man, they did a good job. You better watch out. My first response is, well, that's a sign of good leadership, but that seems too prideful. So I always say it's a win-win if they're good or if they're bad, because if they're good, then they want you to be gone even more. If they're bad, then they want you back. So either way you win if somebody hosts in your place and they're good or bad, right? But yep, you did great. Right. You did great, Keith. You did great. Well, listen, we got we're talking this morning about a man in his path, and as some of you may know, that comes from this really this booklet that Keith and Real Momentum worked on that we tried to tell you guys every week to get your copy. And that's not a shameless plug. That is a way to get this great resource, this 10 lessons on biblical masculinity. I know, Keith, you have taught this numerous times. I had the privilege of teaching this with my men here, and we seem to get so many new men coming and going. I'm going to do it again before too long. But so we're going to be talking out of that lesson, a man in this path, this morning. And a lot of that comes, right, Keith, from Proverbs chapter 4, most of it.
Yeah, Proverbs 4, there's a really good exposition as you go through it. Several verses mention the path of a man and the direction we can take. So I think as we look at it from helping men win in a practical way, given some insight from God's word, especially Proverbs, what a wise man can do compared to a foolish man, and understanding who he is and where he is, can really help us get to a place of leadership and direction and clarity, being able to be what God wants us to be as we lead other folks.
Yeah. So I was rereading Proverbs 4 this morning. I'm actually in Proverbs for some of my daily quiet times that I'm doing. I'm doing the Machan Bible reading plan, where you do two Old Testament and two New Testament passages. And Proverbs is one of the Old Testament chapters that I read every day. And it's just a good practical book on wisdom regardless, but a lot of it is an older guy looking back on his life, on mistakes he has made, on the wrong path that he has taken. And a lot of it's obviously a wisdom book, but it is a book on warning and his son to follow the right path and not go down the path that most men want to take. And As I was rereading it this morning, this is, you know, I know, Keith, you have sons. A lot of our listeners have sons. Everything that this father is telling his son to heed, the instructions of his mother and father are such good insights for us men to want our children to follow as well. But men are going somewhere, right? There's some sort of path they're taking. So talk to us a little bit about this path on where men are going, and not only in the good, but also in the bad, on how to take other men with them.
Yeah, I think just realizing you are going somewhere. Crawford Ritz, who's my mentor and continues to speak into my life, he said, you're going somewhere, act like it, which really kind of startles us if we think about that. He's, you know, trying to teach us and help us understand that people are on the journey with you. And the question ought to be is, where are you taking them when you get to where you're going? So I think part of it as a father, even as a husband, the direction is so important to those that you're leading. And sometimes we know where we're going. We have clarity in that. Sometimes it is a faith journey, or you don't really know until you take steps of faith. The clarity may not be there. And so I think as we, you know, walk through this and look at some of the verses maybe, or look at some of the takeaways, I think it's just helping guys understand that obviously you're responsible for leadership. You have a powerful authority you're responding to. His name's Jesus. And, you know, obviously the Word and the Holy Spirit helps us be guided by that. And then at the same time, we have a personal responsibility to take up the privilege of leadership and take good steps on a good path that God uses. And it blesses others. I mean, I look at other men's lives and I see the impact that they're having in a positive way. And there's been direction and leadership given. And I also see some that are not in good places because of the lack of leadership and direction. So helping men get that clarity is important. And Proverbs obviously gives us some steps we can take.
Right, right. And I want to read a passage real quick out of this, because I think the heart behind today's podcast is for you men to follow that right path, right? And very few are on that path that leads to eternal life and righteousness. You know, sometimes we sing songs in our church, but when we all get to heaven, and I understand the heart behind that song, but sometimes we think there's so many people on this right path, but Jesus said that this narrow path, only few will find it. And so the wisdom behind the Proverbs here is for us men, for our hearts to be right with the Lord, so we can be on that right path. But here's what Proverbs 4, starting in verse 10, it says, "My son, receive my sayings. All the years of your life will be many." And here's the gist behind today's: I have taught you in the ways of wisdom, have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. And obviously, he goes on from there about not walking in the path of the wicked and not in the ways of the devil. But man, what a powerful couple of verses there.
Yeah, it gets your attention.
It gets your attention. Ephesians says, you know, the word of walk circumspectly, not as fools redeeming the time.
Yeah.
For the days are evil.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
And the other thing I think about is time and energy, right? Because we all spend it.
Yeah.
We all want to be careful how we spend our money. But really, time and energy are more valuable than money are. And sometimes I think we put more caution, we put more thought into how we spend our money than how we spend our time and energy.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, those are probably the two bigger indicators of, you know, where my path's going, what direction I'm heading in. And although money's a good indicator too.
Yeah. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart is also," right?
Sounds like a path to me, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does. I tell men, especially this all the time, because this is again, a father wanting his son to walk in a path that obviously we know some of the story behind Solomon and the path that he chose to walk. And I think it's one of them older guys looking back and saying, "Hey, I was young once too." I mean, he says that earlier in some Proverbs, and I want you to be cautioned against some things that I stumbled in and learn from my wisdom and mistakes. There's some wisdom in gray hair, right? If you're like me, there's wisdom in no hair. But I like to tell men this all the time, that there's a lot of things that you lose, you can get back. There's a lot of times you lose your health, you gain some weight, or maybe have some issues. You can diet and exercise and get your health back to a certain degree, right? You lose money. I know men that have lost money and got it back. But once you lose time, that's it, yeah. Right? You can't right. Get it back. And that's why when you quoted that, Justin, redeem the time, Paul says, take hold of it, grasp it. It's fleeting, right? And so I tell men this: when you're not going to look back one day when you're older and say, "I wish I had more money. I wish I got my kids more stuff." You're going to look back and say, "I wish I used the time wisely," right?
Yep. Yeah. You know, I also think about Ecclesiastes. It was one of my favorite books. And, you know, there's, of course, several expressions that are mentioned over and over again, but that one, I think in the King James, it says vexation of spirit. But if you look in a lot of different translations, they all have a different way of kind of capturing what Solomon was trying to say. And really, I think one of my favorites is wind chasers.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're just trying to catch
the wind.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, you're spending all of your energy. You're spending all your time going after something that's going to vanish before you know it. You're never going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And you're really, what you're doing is just wasting your time trying to do something that isn't going to last.
Yeah, that's good. I've challenged people to do that in a sermon one time. Just try to grasp the wind real quick. Yeah. Just try to hold it. And you're right. I mean, that's our pursuit of this worldliness, and that Solomon here is trying to warn his son not to travel in it at all. I think it's important to note, Keith, when you say we like to end every segment by go be the man that God's called you to be and take other men with you. Men are leaders, right? We're born leaders. That's God's plan. Don't be mad at me. That's how God designed it. I tell guys that you're a leader. You may be a good one or a bad one, but you're leading. You're taking someone with you. Your feet are going somewhere, right? You have a future and where you're going. And part of when the Lord's Prayer says, don't lead us into temptation, part of that is not going in places yourself. Obviously, you know, Solomon says, avoid evil. There's just places that men's path don't need to take them. You just don't need to go there. You need to avoid it altogether. You're not strong enough to withstand the temptation in that situation. But another way of avoiding temptation is that prayer of not being led into temptation is making sure you're not leading others into temptation either, not taking other men with you. We want you to take other men with you to where God wants them to be, not to where the enemy wants them, right?
Yes. Truth is, if you lead, things will change. And if you don't lead, things are going to change. And I really believe that the Spirit of God who works in and through us, you know, Scripture said he who has begun a good work in you will complete it till the day of Jesus. So there's always that activity of God's working in our lives. We pray and we respond to that. And, you know, ultimately we're going somewhere, and some hopefully we're taking others with us. And, you know, when it's all said and done, when time is complete, when we're at the end of a season or at the end of a career or at the end of fathering or whatever that looks like, we're right where God wants us to be. And those that we set out with on the journey are still with us. You know, they're still walking with the Lord, and they're still faithful, and they're responding. And I thank God for Proverbs 4 and the warnings that are here, you know, about, you know, our mind and even our tongue. I mean, what we say and what we don't say, and, you know, all of that's so critical to, you know, our direction in life and what we do. I just think it's important, you know, men really recognize their stewardship. Their stewardship's important. How they lead and not lead is a big deal. And we are taking folks with us, so hopefully we're taking them right where Jesus wants them to be.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of Inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your Real Momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.